So today we are performing one of the samskaras, the Upanaya samskara, the samskara of initiation, the process of accepting Krishna as one's goal in life through the mercy of Krishna's representative, the spiritual master. This is a very important activity. It's not only important, it's essential in the sense that without accepting Krishna as the goal of life, one cannot achieve happiness in this life or in any life, really. So that acceptance of Krishna means devotion to Krishna. And devotion to Krishna is a great science that is taught in the Shastras by the Lord Himself and by the Acharyas according to time, place, and circumstance. And the process of bhakti was explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Rupa Goswami. And in that process, he mentions what is the actual steps that one takes from the very beginning when one comes in contact with devotional activities all the way up to the goal, which is to love God. Or we might say to awaken one's natural love of God. To love God is natural. To not love God is unnatural. Where the world is the opposite. That's why we say that this world is a reflection of the reality. It's like an image within the reality. Just as you see a tree on the bank of a river, and when you look into the river, the tree's roots are the highest point, and the tree's crown is the lowest point. So it's in the reflection, it is the opposite. So in this world, the reflection is perverted, or what we might say, the goal of life is not to love God, but to enjoy the senses as much as possible, which is what we say, the unhappiness that comes by way of living in this world. So happiness is by nature intrinsic to one's existence. To be happy is normal. Prabhupada would say, if you're not happy, you're in Maya. Haribol. So you can check the barometer every day and see how much you're feeling happy. Happiness is actually the natural innate quality of the living being's existence. And it's actually the goal of life also, to find that happiness. I just realized I forgot to do one thing. So I'm going to start the class again. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvise Sasunyavari Pastyatyadai Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So as we were mentioned, this process is a great science, and that science is taught by Srila Rupa Goswami, who received this knowledge from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. And in that, he explains the knowledge in one book. The whole process of bhakti is in one very important book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindar, or is translated as Nectar of Devotion. This book is so essential. In order to practice bhakti, one has to have working knowledge of this shastra, where Prabhupada said, read it once, read it twice, read it thrice. And he also gave, he stayed in Vrindavan in 1972 for 1 month, and every day he gave classes on Nectar of Devotion. So I'll read one verse that's from Nectar of Devotion. It's the first section, the fourth chapter, verses 15 and 16, which is included in Madhya Lila in chapter 13 in Madhya Lila. No, I'm sorry, chapter 23 in Madhya Lila. The verse is Adaustrara tata saru sangata bhajana kriya tato narta ritisyat tato nishta ruchi tata ashaktis tato bhavas tata prema bhyayan chati sarukanam mayam premana pradur bhave bhavit kramaha. Translation. In the beginning, one must have preliminary desire for self-realization. This will bring one to the stage of trying to associate with persons who are spiritually elevated. In the next stage, one becomes initiated by an elevated spiritual master, and under his instructions, the neophyte devotee begins the process of devotional service. And Prabhupada would always say that initiation means beginning. Beginning. Prior to the initiation ceremony, we are preparing to begin. We are chanting, we are associating, we are even engaged in service. But what are we doing? We're preparing the ground for the feel of acceptance of Krishna within our heart as our goal of life. We're getting a feel of the water. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Sri Sri Gornetai Ki Jai. And so, while we're preparing the field, we're actually making advancement. So even though one is not initiated, still, one is making spiritual advancement to the point where then when Krishna sees that one is ready to become serious about the goal of life, Krishna sends you his representative in the form of the spiritual master. And Prabhupada would say, you look for Krishna and Krishna sends Guru. But he sends Guru when you're ready to accept Guru. Then the question is, how do you notice? And that's a whole other explanation, how to notice who is Krishna's sent messenger. So that is being explained here. So initiation means beginning. By execution of devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, one becomes free from material attachment. So this is the goal. Material attachment means repetition of birth and death. Mitche Maya Vase Kachuha Bubu Bubai Jeev Krishna Das E Vishwash Korena Adukanai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Chief of Soul, you're wasting your time. You're getting washed by the waves of material and energy, sometimes in the higher planets, sometimes in the lower planets. Karananguna Sangosho Sarasa Joni Samasu. Sometimes as a demigod, sometimes as a bug, sometimes as a human being, sometimes as whatever else. There are 8,400,000 choices. So the living entity is being thrown by the waves of material energy, life after life, without any direction, simply being controlled by that energy that they try to enjoy. That's the thing. When we try to enjoy material energy, we get controlled by it. And that control forces us to accept a particular material situation where we try again life and then in that life to enjoy those senses as much as possible. And then we die and we start all over again. There you are again, crying, and your mother is sticking her breast milk in your face. and you begin the whole thing. She changes your dirty diapers, and you're thinking, well, I'm now a businessman. I have success. I'm rich. I got a company. Well, you might be, you know, your mother might be changing your diapers pretty soon again. So, you know. So it's like that. This is the reality. Prabhupada says, when you leave this body, you have no choice where you're going to go. You're completely under the control of either Krishna, if you take up devotional service, or this material energy, if you remain attached to and trying to enjoy here. So we're helpless. Therefore, one has to take shelter of the reality and see how to get out of this cycle of birth and death. As devotees, we don't really maybe experience the miseries of the material energy. But just think. Now, we know death is miserable, right? Everybody's afraid of death. Oh, I don't want to die. But one thing, birth is not so pleasant either, both for the mother and for the child. I'm not a mother. Maybe not in this life I am. But I know from what I hear that the women have to go through a tremendous amount of difficulty to bring a child into the world. And birth takes, 9 months. Death takes a few seconds. Arigo. So we think death is bad. Birth, you're in there for a long time. You're crunched up into this little sack. And whatever the mother eats, you get. If she has some chili, whoo, you're on fire. Yeah, it's really not so nice in there. And Prabhupada was describing, he was talking about birth and the miseries of birth. And if you read the fourth canto, you can see how difficult it is for that little infant to be within that womb for 9 months. And then when you come out, you get squeezed out of this little hole, and then the doctor smacks you because you're blue. You need to breathe. Boom! Ah, you're out. Yeah! And we say, happy birthday. Now it is, but when you first took birth, it's not so happy. Yeah, this is a reality. We don't think about these things so much because we don't want to remember them. When Prabhupada was talking to some of his disciples, explaining that, and one devotee, he had the job of being the ambulance driver before he became a devotee. And many times he would have the service of taking pregnant ladies when they were in labor to the hospital to deliver the child. And he was explaining, he was saying, the women were saying, they were suffering so much because this at this point, it's really difficult for the women. They were saying, never again, never again. And they were cursing their husbands. This is what you put me through. And then when their baby comes out, you forget. And then you try it again, right? It's like situation after situation. The living entity, both the mother and birth, is not so nice. It's difficult. Because it says in the Shastras, to take birth is unnatural. It's not natural to be born, because the soul by nature is eternal, and birth is far into the soul's existence. So therefore, to come in contact with devotional service means to solve all the problems of life and be free from all suffering eternally. Therefore, one should see how to come up to that standard where one can accept Krishna in the form of his representative and make a solution to all the problems of life and experience eternal happiness, full knowledge, and unlimited, what we say, existence in relationship to Krishna. This is actually our birthright. When we say, this is your inheritance, you're meant to inherit the kingdom of God. That is your birthright. So, Therefore, by accepting the spiritual master, one becomes free from material attachment, which causes birth life after life, attains steadiness in self-realization, acquires a taste for hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So that's the first three, these are the first five steps, six steps actually. This taste leads one further to attachment for Krishna, which is matured in bhava, or the preliminary stage of transcendental love. Real love for God is called prema, the highest perfectional stage in life. In the prema stage, there is constant engagement in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So by the slow process of devotional service under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, one can attain the highest stage, being freed from all material attachment, from the fearfulness of one's individual spiritual personality, and from the frustrations that result in void philosophy. Then one can ultimately attain to the abode of Lord. So these are the nine steps, and I'll summarize it. Faith, association, initiation, guidance and removal of anarthas, steadiness, happiness, attachment to Krishna, affection for Krishna, pure love for Krishna. And that's the goal, develop one. Prema pumartha maham, to love Krishna is natural. To love Krishna is natural. In fact, Krishna is the only lovable object, because in any other experience of love in this world, it's never perfect. It can never be perfect. There may be some, what we say, satisfaction and pleasure there, but perfection is never there. And therefore the soul will never be fully happy until they develop their love for Krishna. Savai pum som paro dhamma yato bhakti sahok sujay ahoy tukhiya priyata yatma supersedati. And when one seriously takes up the process of devotional service, strictly following the instructions of Krishna through the spiritual master, Krishna personally helps that soul make advancement by making so many arrangements for that soul to come to him. And that's Krishna's mercy. He wants us to come back to him more than we want to go. Although Krishna is Atmaram. He's self-satisfied. There's nothing outside of him, and there's nothing that he needs in the material sense. But because his existence is pure love, he wants to enjoy as much loving relationships as there is in existence. Krishna wants to exchange love with each and every individual soul. That is his desire. And he also wants to give pleasure to that soul through his personal loving association. That's the goal of life. When you look at Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, you see Gokulananda is holding a flute, right? And he has his fingers like this, like that. It's a mudra. And when that mudra, that's the mudra you see all the time, right? When you look at the deity. What does that mean? I love you. That is the mudra of love. So he's playing in the flute, trying to attract our hearts and minds back to him in loving devotional service. So the process of bhakti is the process of loving Krishna by following the instructions of the spiritual master, who guides us away from the so-called false loves of this world and into our real loving relationship, which is our natural existence. And when you love Krishna, you love everything, because Krishna is everything. All living beings are existing within Krishna. So as one develops love for Krishna, sometimes people say, oh, I focus on God, what about the rest of my life? If you focus on God, the rest of your life automatically becomes worth living. Otherwise, life is simply a struggle, that's all. An unnecessary struggle, we might say. No necessary struggle. So the third stage is to accept Krishna in the form of his representative, the bona fide spiritual master. And it says, there's one statement, I'm not sure exactly where it's from, but it says that in every life, one gets a mother and a father. But how rare it is to get a spiritual master. And how fortunate we are to have Srila Prabhupada as our founder acharya spiritual master. Each and every person who comes into this society of Krishna consciousness has a direct and personal relationship with Srila Prabhupada. It's just a matter of accessing that mercy. Prabhupada is there for everyone. Sometimes people say, well, I miss Prabhupada. No. No. To think that means to think that Prabhupada is some kind of material entity and is no longer available or is actually somehow he just started it and then he left. No, he's personally here in the hearts of his devotees and conducting this process of Krishna consciousness by his mercy. So those of us who take the position of accepting the responsibility of spiritual master are simply his representatives, that's all. We're trying to connect you with Prabhupada. That's all. Because Prabhupada can save all of us. And as much as we are the via medium for Prabhupada, that is our credit. That's all. That is our credit. Because Prabhupada is a Mahabhagavat. He's more than a Mahabhagavat. He's a person who came into this world simply to do a mission and left. He had no karma. He simply came as Krishna's representative. I could tell you a beautiful story. I was sitting in a room with Bhakti Charu Maharaj many, many years ago. And one very wonderful devotee who had personal association with Srila Prabhupada, Bhavananda Prabhu, was speaking about his personal interaction with Prabhupada. And he said, this was really powerful. He said, I was massaging Prabhupada one day, because he said Prabhupada would have a personal bodyguard and a massage, and I would do both sometimes. But this today, I was massaging Prabhupada. And Prabhupada just started to speak. And he said, I was with Krishna, and Krishna said to me, go to the material world. And I said, go to the material world? A horrible place. Horrible. That's the way he described it. Prabhupada didn't want to go. Krishna told him, you go. Prabhupada said, no. And then Krishna said, you go. You write some books. I'll protect you. And Prabhupada said, then I went. So Krishna, he actually understood his eternal swarup with Krishna in the spiritual world. And Krishna told him, this is my mission. You go. You be my representative. You're qualified. So Prabhupada came to do this work on behalf of the Lord. And then when he did his work, he established this society. He empowered those who surrendered to him to continue. And here we are today by his mercy. It's simply Prabhupada's mercy that is keeping this society going. Although there are so many things going on, it's Prabhupada in every aspect. His books, the way we do things, his instructions, his personal presence, it's all there. And so, when we come into Krishna consciousness and we are accepting initiation, we're actually developing a real, deeper, and more, what we say, connected relationship with Srila Prabhupada. And that's important. Because Prabhupada will take you back to Godhead. We are simply trying to find out how best to be his representative, that's all. That's all. That's all we can do. Is that we're here trying to be his representative. That's it. So when you take initiation, you're actually getting Prabhupada's mercy directly like that. So So by following this process of accepting a bona fide spiritual master, working under the guidance of the spiritual master, then the next stage in Artha Nivritti, all the unwanted things that are keeping us locked into this material consciousness, material existence, gradually start to decrease. Gradually. Not all of a sudden, but gradually. It's a gradual process. We have two natures. We have a conditional nature, we have a constitutional nature. Our conditional nature is our association with matter. It says that the living entity in the material world is called Nitya Bada. Now, when I heard that, I was confused. How can the living entity be Nitya Bada? Nitya means eternal, and Bada means conditioned. How is the living entity categorized, living entity in this world, categorized as Nitya Bada? Weren't we with Krishna in the spiritual world? Isn't our existence spiritual? How could we be eternally conditioned? But then the Shastras explained, or the spiritual masters explained, that actually your connection with matter is so long-termed, it's considered to be eternal. In other words, you can't trace it out when you first came to this material world. Prabhupada says millions of lifetimes we've been in this world. So therefore, that's why sometimes it seems that devotional service is so difficult. But devotional service is so easy. It's even a child can do it. What is it? Chant Hare Krishna. Take prasadam and do something for Krishna. That's all. But why is it so difficult? Because of our conditioned nature. That's all. It's so long-term in our existence that it's a struggle to chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, and, do some work for Krishna. It's difficult. Why? Because we are still struggling with the bodily concept of life. We think, I'm a woman, I'm a man, I'm from this culture, I have this abilities, I'm old, I'm young, I'm this and that. This is janasamoham yamahamameti. It's all an illusion. We are none of these things. Nor were we ever anything. Prabhupada said this whole material world is a big, big dream. You're dreaming. That's all. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us the alarm clock. Jeev jago, jeev jago, Gora Chandra Bhole Kota Nidra Jaya Maya Pisachi Rakole. Pisachi. Witch. It's a witch. It means when one is Nidra, one is sleeping on the witch of Maya, and Maya is sucking our blood. And we're thinking, oh, it's so nice. It's so nice. So this is the illusion, but it's not even happening. It's not happening to you, it's happening to your body. But you're thinking it's happening to me. That's why it's a dream. Just like you go to sleep at night, you wake up, oh, I dreamt about this, but then you forget it. Then you're back into the waking dream, and you go back to the night dream, and then you switch dreams. That's all. So this is a longer dream. That's what Prabhupada said. This is a longer dream. But somehow or other, we have an alarm clock for the night one, but we don't have one for the day. But the holy name is actually the alarm clock. But sometimes we hit the snooze button on the holy name, and then we go back to the daydream again and think, I like the daydream. It's not so bad. But it's a dream, because we're none of these things. And therefore, to take to devotional service and to accept a spiritual master is the most important and the most beneficial thing you can do in all of your existence. because it means going back to reality. Sometimes people say when you take a devotional service, we don't get involved with so many social and political and, you know, familial activities. People say, you're escaping reality. We're saying, no, we're escaping into reality. We're getting out, we're escaping into reality. You're an illusion. This is the world of illusion, that's all. So the spiritual master is Krishna, his representative, telling us, explaining us how to actually make that process of waking up perfect or complete. So the instructions of the spiritual master become the life and soul of the serious practitioner, because those instructions are non-different than achieving perfection. So one who meditates and executes the instructions of the spiritual master, success is guaranteed. Success is guaranteed. So therefore one should see that this step towards Krishna in the form of accepting the spiritual master is not only important, it's the most important thing we can do. And it's essential. As Prabhupada said, Tad vigyata gurum eva abhigatsche. He says one must, the Shastras say, one must accept Krishna's representative and the form of executing devotional service like that. So it's a must. And the spiritual master helps you to get rid of your anarthas. You become steady. As you become steady in the practice of Krishna consciousness, you develop a sweet taste within your heart and mind. And then, as you continue to regain devotional service, then you become attached to Krishna. Very attached. Just like sometimes a boy is so attached to a girl, he can't do anything. And a girl is so attached to a boy, she can't think of anything but him. You know, it goes on in this world, right? You know, I heard about it. Anyway, it goes on like that, and they get so involved with each other that they actually act quite foolish. Love is, you know, has no rules. It's kind of silly, you know. You'll do anything. Romeo and Juliet, huh? We can't have each other, so let's kill each other. And so they just die. It's too much. Suicide is the ultimate perfection of that loving relationship. Now, this is the material world. That same attachment, when we practice devotional service, it comes to Krishna, that we can't stop thinking of Krishna. We can't stop wanting to serve Krishna. We just want to be with Krishna. We want to hear about him. We want to be with those persons who have attraction and love for Krishna. We get that taste. And when that ashakti becomes so strong, then our affection for Krishna. And then when we see Krishna, we cry. Just seeing the deity, we cry. I know one girl. She's very attached to Giri Govardhan. She just loves Govardhan. And as soon as you show her a picture of Govardhan, she completely starts crying. So we shouldn't do that because it ruins her whole day and she can't do anything else. So that's love. As soon as she sees the picture of her loving object, her heart starts to melt. That's the stage of bhava. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Gornitai Ki Jai. And then, when that becomes intensified, it becomes prema, or pure, unalloyed love. And when that reaches that stage, one no longer wants to be in this world. One wants to go be with Krishna in the spiritual world. So that's the process. So we should see that this third stage, accepting the spiritual master, is the most auspicious thing in existence, because it allows us to achieve perfection in life. And without that, we cannot reach the goal of life. Therefore, a devotee or practitioner is grateful to Krishna, to the spiritual master. That gratefulness inspires surrender and service, and that surrender and service brings one closer and closer to Krishna. So this is the process. And one should take it very seriously, because it is. It's serious. I'm going to say something, but don't follow it. Why should I say it if you can't follow it? Because it's just to emphasize the importance. Prabhupada said this, but then he qualified it later, because he didn't want us to do it. He said, if you cannot follow your vows of initiation, it's better to give up your life. But then again, when people were falling down, Prabhupada said, don't commit suicide, because we need you here. You know, just come back and start again like that. In other words, to make those vows to the spiritual master, to the fire, which is Krishna's representative, which is the Krishna in the form of the fire. The fire is actually the tongue of the Lord. When we throw the grains into it, we're throwing our sinful activities into the fire of purification. And that tongue of the Lord is there to accept and to burn up all our karma. We're in front of all the assembled Vaishnavas. We're in front of the deities. You know how life is? When everything is ceremonious and we feel good about something and then we're all excited, but as time goes on, some things change and we lose that spirit that was there during that time. And then something else enters in it and we lose the importance. But don't, my petition and my plea is, don't forget the importance of, you know, the instructions of the spiritual master and the importance of becoming, what we say, fixed at our devotional service. Maya will challenge us. Maya's one of the challenges. She makes us forget. Maya's two qualities is, one, she kicks you away from Krishna, and she makes you forget the beauty of devotional service in Krishna. But therefore, if we always stay in the association of devotees, especially those devotees who are fixed in Krishna consciousness, we will never forget. When we somehow or other go off and lose that association, or don't think we need association, as His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was saying one day, he says, the most valuable thing in life is the association of devotees. The most valuable thing in life, because by that you can achieve perfection in devotional service in everything you do. So that association is so valuable and so precious, and it's also rare. It's rare. That's Krishna's mercy coming. Krishna's giving us that mercy in the form of the association of Vaishnavas. And when Lord Chaitanya said to Ramananda Roy, what is the greatest happiness, greatest unhappiness? Ramananda Roy said, the greatest unhappiness is separation from the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya liked that answer. So the devotees are what we say, the precious gems of Krishna's mercy that allows us to fulfill the goal of life, Krishna consciousness, like that. Okay, so I'll stop here.